This is VNews. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate awaits House action on the debt ceiling and budget cuts deal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
With top House Republican Kevin McCarthy furiously trying to sway skeptical conservatives, Senate counterpart Mitch McConnell's urging the party to stay together.
House Republicans' unity gave them the upper hand. They used it to secure a much-needed step in the right direction.
Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer's warning Republicans against scuttling the bill.
Any needless delay, any last-minute brinksmanship at this point would be an unacceptable risk.
And says the Senate will move fast when the time comes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Five people were killed and 19 wounded in Ukrainian shelling of a village in the Russian-controlled East Ukrainian region of Luhansk, a Moscow-installed coordination center said on Wednesday. The center said on the Telegram messaging service that Ukrainian forces had used HIMARS rocket launchers to attack a poultry farm. Reuters was not able to independently verify the report. Moscow controls nearly all of the Luhansk region in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday that nearly 500 children were killed during the course of the war while speaking in Kyiv at a conference dedicated to International Children's Day. Zelensky also said thousands of Ukrainian children were, quote, kidnapped, torn from their lives, separated from their families, and illegally deported to Russia, end quote. He said the exact number of illegally deported children is not known. This comes one day after Moscow claims attacks in the capital city by Ukrainian drones. The pre-dawn attacks caused only light damage but forced evacuations as residential buildings were struck in the Russian capital for the first time in the war. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday that it is regrettable that a possible meeting between U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu did not go ahead. He repeated the importance of regular and open lines of communication with Beijing.
It's clearly in the interest of both countries. Most dangerous thing is not to communicate and, as a result, to have a misunderstanding, a miscommunication.
Blinken added, while the U.S. has competition with China, it doesn't want that to move to conflict. He made his comments at a news conference in Sweden. Blinken arrived in Oslo on Wednesday for a gathering of NATO foreign ministers. He said earlier on Tuesday the time is now for Turkey to drop its objections to Sweden joining NATO, but said the Biden administration also believed that Turkey should be provided with upgraded F-16 fighters, quote, as soon as possible, end quote. Blinken maintained that the administration had not linked the two issues, but acknowledged that some U.S. lawmakers had. Speaking in Oslo ahead of the foreign ministers' meeting, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the goal was to have Sweden inside the grouping before the leaders' summit in July. From Norway, Blinken is set to travel on to newly admitted alliance member Finland on Friday. NATO will send 700 more troops to northern Kosovo to help quell violent protests after clashes with ethnic Serbs there left 30 international soldiers wounded. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said an additional reserve battalion would be put on high readiness in case additional troops are needed. Stoltenberg made the announcement Tuesday in Oslo after talks with the Norwegian Prime Minister. A military spokesperson says Sudan has suspended participation in talks with a paramilitary force it's been battling for weeks. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The official said Wednesday that the move is a protest of the Rapid Support Force's repeated violations of the humanitarian ceasefire, including the continued occupation of hospitals and other civilian infrastructure in the capital. The development was a blow to the United States and Saudi Arabia, which have for weeks been mediating the conflict between the African nations' warring sides. There was no immediate comment from Saudi Arabia or the United States. Sudan descended into chaos after fighting erupted in mid-April between the military and the RSF. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Residents in the U.S. state of Massachusetts saw the effects of Canadian wildfires firsthand on Tuesday as smoke from fires in Nova Scotia caused an unusual haze in the sky. Canada has been battling raging wildfires in parts of the country in recent weeks. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.